Sermons from the Journey is an audio podcast of the weekly message preached by Reverend Rebecca Clark, pastor at Trinity United Methodist Church in Montpelier, Vermont, and blogging online at pastorbecca.com. Thanks for listening.
Just breathe. In and out. Your breath, your respiration, a taking in and a breathing out of the Spirit, God's Spirit around us. Can you feel that Spirit sometimes calming and soothing, sometimes enlivening and encouraging? Although one of the hardest and trickiest concepts for God that we seem to be able to come up with, the Spirit, it's one of the most linguistically interesting words in our language and in several others. As you respire, you take in again the Spirit. The root word is there, the same. But it's much deeper than that. We go back to the Hebrew language in which the Hebrew Bible was written, and the word there for spirit is ruach, which is also the word for breath. Can you hear it? Ruach, breath. And it is also the word for wind, ruach, a wind that blows, a breath of God, the Spirit that moves. In the story of creation from the first chapter of Genesis, there's formlessness and water upon the deep, and what there is, ruach, upon the surface of the water. There is wind disturbing the surface of the water. No, it's God's breath on the surface of the water. No, it is the Spirit that moves on the water, the ruach. And then the story continues, and God creates humankind, fashioning us out of mud and dirt and clay, the stuff of the earth, and creates a form, a shape, but we do not yet live. And then God breathes ruach into humankind, breath, and we are filled with the Spirit and we live. Later, the prophet Ezekiel sees a valley of dry bones, disconnected, cut off, totally dried out, a people desiccated and gone forever. But God tells Ezekiel to prophesy to the bones and tell them to come together, and they do, and sinews and flesh come upon them, and they stand, but they do not live. And then God tells Ezekiel to prophesy to the wind, to the breath, to the spirit, prophesy to the ruach, God says to Ezekiel, tell the wind to blow, the breath to breathe, the spirit to come and fill these people, and they live. Ruach, breath, spirit, wind. The word in Greek is pneuma, pneuma. It too means spirit. The study of the spirit is pneumatology. That's a fancy word. It also means wind. It also means breath. Pneuma. When the apostles are gathered on the 50th day after Easter, they hear a sound like a mighty wind, and they are filled with the pneuma, with the Spirit, God's Spirit. And in English, the root word for spirit is that spear part, that speary part. And it gives us all sorts of wonderful words, like when we take in the Spirit, we are inspired, filled with the Spirit. We've brought the Spirit into us, and we take it in and give it back out and take it in and out again, and we respire. Our respiration draws the Spirit into us and gives the Spirit out into the world so that we are continuously filled again and again and again with the breath, with the Spirit of God. And when we are so filled with the Spirit and inspired, we might also aspire, like ascend, right, to go up. Our spirits lift, we aspire to more, to do, to be what God is calling us to be. Filled with the Spirit, we are lifted by the Spirit, we hope and we aspire. And when the people of God all are filled with the Spirit together, the word for together is con, like conjoined, or conversation. When the people of God work in the Spirit together, we conspire in a good way. We conspire, our spirits join together, and the greatest conspiracy of all, God's Spirit and our spirit join together for the work and the blessing of the world. And who knows when those spirits move and cross paths and intersect, what may transpire as the Spirit moves and journeys and crosses over, right? Transportation, transatlantic, crosses over. What may transpire when the people of God are filled with the Spirit? And if we work really hard, I'm not quite sure how this one fits in, but if we work really hard, then we perspire, which might mean that we are seeping Spirit out into the world. I'm not entirely sure. I'm told that horses sweat and people perspire. We leak Spirit into the world, perhaps. And when we run out of breath and we run out of Spirit, when we exhale and there is no more, we expire. The people of the way, the people of Christ gathered together, hear this rush of wind, of ruach, of pneuma, God's breath, the wind that pushes from our backs as we are moving ever forward and carries us onward, the Spirit that fills us. And they and we are filled with the Spirit. We are inspired. We take it in and give it back out. We respire. And together we aspire to do the work that God has called us to do. We conspire to do it together. And oh, people of God, what glorious things transpire. And even when we perspire, as we are filled with that Spirit, just respire, just breathe. Breathe in the Spirit of God around us, God's own breath. Every molecule of air that you breathe has been breathed by life before, by someone, by something else. And every molecule of air that you give back to the world will be taken in by someone, something else. Constantly recycling, reusing, respiring. The breath, the Spirit of God, that first breath on the water, the breath of life into us all, the Spirit that inspires us. May we breathe the breath of God, the Spirit moved by the wind, that we may not expire, but with every breath, with every hope, aspire and inspire. As God's people filled with God's Spirit, take it in, give it back, share and grow, and just breathe. God is with you. Amen.